And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's wild and wonderful. What's going to happen? We have no idea. Let's sit back and enjoy the ride. Can I get a Wowzer Bowser Wednesday? Because God is in charge of this crazy bus called The Christian Journey. First, this Wednesday, I'm doing something a little different, as we are going to dive into Dr. Dave's devotional diamonds of the day, four of them. So I'm not doing a sermon, I'm doing four DDDs. So first up, we want to discuss a concept that we often know but perhaps don't reflect on or certainly don't hold at the forefront of our thoughts. As we navigate various trials and struggles, we mature by understanding that there is a purpose. However, what we often fail to do is understand just how closely God pays attention to every nuance of our experience and trials. Ooh, interesting. Next, let's take a few moments to examine this. When God called Moses to his task, he was informing Moses that he was leading people out of bondage. There are things that bind people, whether they're psychological, emotional, physical, or spiritual, creating a form of slavery in different realms of our lives. God is the one who's offering to bring us out of bondage. And finally, there are so many scriptures that are just, they're just simply fantastic. Not least among them is a portion in Ephesians that we're going to examine. The whole purpose of the Apostle Paul's encouragement is for us to truly know the love of Christ. Did you hear me? Paul's encouragement is for us to truly know the love of Christ. It's not enough just to hear about it or think about it or feel that it's cool. We need to know it inside and out. We need to rely on the love that God has for us and understand the sacrifice that Jesus made for you and me.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, oy vey, oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Now, you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show. So like we said before, it's 12:03 right now, or 12:04 in San Diego. It's 2:04 right here in Dallas, and it's some other time on the moon. Here it is. You can text us live, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you do make that call to 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jim and Jacob. All right, how about this one? When you end up talking to Jim and Jacob, let me tell you what that's like. That's like sleeping in as long as you want.
Aww. It's one of your best ones.
That's yeah, not only that, but I'm thinking maybe I got a dog I can rent you. I think that might be a good plan for me. Not for you, but for me. Bert, twice.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, sir. How you
well,
doing?
What is it, a Wowzer Bowser? Happy
it's
Wowzer,
a Wowzer
Bowser
Wednesday. Yep, it's a Wowzer Bowser Wednesday. You know, you just don't know what you're going to get on this show. At least I don't know what I'm going to give you on this show, so therefore you don't know what you're going to get on this show. Here it is, as simple as we can put it. Maybe you've got a prayer request. We prayed for people earlier today. We'll be glad to pray for you. You think, well, you've already prayed. You're done praying? No. When will we be done praying? I don't know. I suppose sometime post, when it's all over. That's when. In the meantime, we'll pray for one another. We'll take care of one another. We'll love one another. Try and bless one another. If you've got a testimony you want to share it, share it. We call them praise reports. Doesn't matter. Or testimony, praise report, whatever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Something happens that the Lord's done for you, and you need to acknowledge that because that's what he asks. And that's important. We also do Bible trivia. Why? Because it's fun. Keeps people's brains in the Bible. That's a good idea. Keeping good Bible brains, not bad Bible brains. Here's your trivia question. According to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, what should we not lean on? Should we not lean on? See that? The law, the Holy Spirit, or our own understanding? What should we not lean on? The law, the Holy Spirit, or our own understanding? If you think you know the answer, you can call 972-445-0770 and give an answer. You can also text 214-210-8483. It's 214-210-8483. You can also email David at HeMustIncrease.org. So the question is, I'm asking it a weird way, but if you know Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, you understand it. What should we not lean on? Is that the law, the Holy Spirit, or our own understanding? It does appear like we have somebody ready to answer the trivia question, so let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary.
Hi, Gary, how are you?
Well, I'm about, but I'm going to keep praying.
About the same, going to keep praying, and we're going to keep praying with you. Okay, so this question is, it's a great question because it's, I think, it's the hardest of the scripture to do. Like, it's hard, it's like the hardest thing for me. All right, so I'll set it up for you, let you hit it out of the park, and then we'll go from there. What should we not lean on? The law, the Holy Spirit, or our own understanding?
Our own understanding.
That is correct, Amanda, sir! And what a challenge, right? What a challenge to go, wait, I'm not supposed to lean on my own understanding. It's like so difficult to not think that we can assess so brilliantly when even though we can't assess so brilliantly. And that's when we were walking by sight and not by faith. So I just, it's the hardest, it's my hardest, one of my hardest things. It's like, I don't know how to not, how to move my brain to the left and put the faithfulness of God right at the center and say, follow that first. It's hard, isn't it? I mean, is it me or is it just, I think it's a struggle. Do you ever struggle with that?
Yeah, I probably do.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I struggle with it a lot. So that's something you could pray for me about. All right, let me pray for you about your health. So let's do it. Okay. Let's bring it before the Lord. Father, we come before you right now. We lift up our brother Gary. We love him. He's a great brother. We ask you to bless him. We ask you not just to bless him, although that's big, but we ask you to heal him by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name and authority of Jesus Christ. Because we don't own it. You do. We don't do it. You do. And we ask you, because you are willing, because you are Jehovah Rapha, because of the stripes that Jesus was wounded by, according to 1 Peter 2:24, we ask you to bring that healing power into Gary's body, into his mind, into his system, and let him find full redemption this side of glory. We pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, and thank you, and I'll continue to pray for all of you, and God bless you.
Thank you, brother. God bless you, too. All right, so now I guess I gave a little bit of a secret away. My bigger struggle, yeah, that understanding. See, it's the scripture is trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's much more, I think, along the lines of that emotional inward person. Lean not on your own understanding is your assessment.
That's what it is. And it's so hard to go, I know, but it's my assessment. See, but
my assessment, I was just talking to my son about this, talking about Joseph. And Joseph, I mean, you could not possibly be Joseph and assess what was going on. If you did, you were in trouble, because it's like he gets sold by his brothers, right? First, he gets thrown into a pit for 3 days, which is bad enough that your brothers did that, right? They took his coat and threw him in there. Then he gets sold, right? Then he gets purchased, and then he's doing really good, just doing his right thing. And then he gets falsely accused, right? Then he gets thrown in prison, then he interprets dreams, and then he gets forgotten about. There is nothing in his own assessment that could come up with, oh, I'm doing all this so I can save Israel. It's like, wow. That just shows you how deep that is. Okay, so trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, right? Okay, let's do our DNA, one of our most important elements. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily,
which means every day that ends in Y, spend some time with a guy in the sky. Just that simple. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. I will report one piece of good news. The lady that was in Finland that they were trying to, literally they were trying to throw her in jail because she quoted a scripture on Facebook. I'm not kidding you. They tried to throw her in jail because she quoted a scripture on Facebook. The courts in Finland said, no, that's wrong. You can't do that. So a small victory, though that's the kind of thing one can anticipate for persecution. Then A, so that's D, that's the N. Here's the A. Always be ready.
To serve,
which means we reflect Jesus more and more. I mean, this is just as straightforward. Love one another. Here's a new commandment I give you, Jesus said. Love one another as I have loved you. What did Jesus do to demonstrate his love? He gave himself to everybody, to take care of everybody, to love on everybody. Okay. Serving is a reflection of Jesus Christ in whatever capacity. Some people have more physical capacity, financial capacity, whatever that is, more ability, more time. Maybe they remember it's time, treasure, and talent. You just got to figure out where it is you can serve and serve to the glory of God, not looking just to get rewarded because you're serving, but looking to do it because you love the Lord. Okay? All right. Got that? Okay, got that. All right, we are rolling. Here you go. Right into the first DDD. How fast is that? I'm just boom, 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 boom. Here you go. Exodus 3:16. No, not Exodus, not John 3:16. Exodus 3:16 says this, go and assemble the elders of Israel and say to them, Yahweh, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has appeared to me and said, I have paid close attention to you and to what has been done to you in Egypt. Moses had a commission from God to go and reach the children of Israel who were in Egypt. And he was to tell them, hey, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Why that identification? Because then they knew it wasn't a false God. Has appeared to me and said, what does he say? What does he say, Moses? What does he want to share, Mo? This is what God said for Moses to say, I have paid close attention to you and to what has been done to you. So we know as Christians that you go through trials. In fact, Scripture tells us not to be surprised by the strange and fiery trials we go through, which I find amazing because most of us are still surprised by it. And then this is the word the Lord comes with. I have paid close attention to you and to what's been done to you. And sometimes it appears as though the Lord is kind of at a distance, just kind of hoping or knowing that we'll get through it all, but we're missing that God is in every detail. We've mentioned this multiple times and will not hesitate to do it multiple more times. The Lord knows the number of hairs on your head. Do you? The Lord knows all details about you that you don't know. And so when you're going through a trial, when you're going through the fire, when you're going through a struggle, when you're going through a storm, stop thinking that God is not aware of the little nuanced moments that seem to crush you or discourage you or take the wind out of your sails. It ain't true. He has paid close attention. And he knows what's been done to you. He knows the enemy has taken advantage of others and attacked you through that. Or he knows that the enemy has thrown things at you. Or he knows that the warfare is intense and you have to sometimes walk through it like you're walking through 2 feet of mud. All of that. He knows every nuance. He pays, listen, he pays close attention to your life. Everything you have gone through is recorded. Wow. Just think of that. Besides, everything you've done is recorded, but that's bad. Everything that's been done to you, that's also recorded, though. And that's what we're talking about. And then the very next verse, and I have promised you that I will bring you up from the misery of Egypt to the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, Jebusites, a land flowing with milk and honey. Not only has God wanted the people, you and me included, and the people of Israel to know that he is paying close attention at everything that's been done, but then he says, I promise you that I will bring you up from your misery. Can you just not say amen? That's what I want every day. You know what? It's hard. It's difficult. I'm sorry. But God made a promise, and he will never fail you in it. Okay? All right. Take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience? Imagine yourself on a rocket ship racing at 1,000 miles an hour into space. Once there, you can sense the power and the presence of the majestic and the divine. You forget about your troubles and your fears, and you just float in peace without a worry in the world. There are no struggles, no pain, no discomfort. It's soothing, calm, comfortable. But then, the show starts. And you realize that none of that stuff has anything to do with the show. What were you thinking? The David Spoon Experience. Only for the brave of heart and the bored.
My next guest has been on the show before with a prior book. I'm very excited to talk to him about this book. I've seen a couple of the interviews that he's done. And this book is a great apologetic book on Christology, and I'm hoping that people will really enjoy this. First and foremost, let's welcome back to our show David Limbaugh. David, how are you doing, sir?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Excellent book, by the way. Big props for writing
Thank
The True
you.
Jesus, Uncovering the Divinity of Christ in the Gospels. I know they give me a list, and I know you know they give a list for us to ask questions, but if you remember from the last time you were on the show, I rarely look at that list.
So just, no, that's good. That's
good. Because I like to get from you as the author, you know, kind of where it was going and what you were thinking. So let's just talk about at the core level, you know, for the purpose of writing this book, what was the big goal you were trying to accomplish in writing The True Jesus?
Well, I started out, I wanted to write a primer, a survey, an introduction to the New Testament. And as I got into it, I realized that I could not cover it adequately with sufficient depth. So I asked the publisher, Regnery, if I could narrow the focus to just the Gospels, because the Gospels are where you see the living Son of God and you encounter him. And you sit at his feet and hear his teachings and you watch him and you observe his behavior and his authoritative teaching and his empathy for human beings. And you see his declaration of divinity. And why he led the Jewish authorities to want to crucify him, because he was, in fact, claiming to be God, because he is God. And so I want his divinity and his full humanity to jump off the pages of my book. And the book is a compendium of the four Gospels. in a consolidated account, not attempting to be a harmony, which you can't totally do. And in a roughly chronological form, the ultimate goal, and with a running commentary, the ultimate goal is I want to inspire people to read the gospel and the Bible for themselves.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our next trivia question. Who received a sign from God, let me finish, on his forehead in order not to be murdered or assassinated by other people? Who received a sign from God on his forehead in order not to be murdered or assassinated by other people? Was it Abel, Cain, or Enoch? Abel, Cain, or Enoch? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Those are the ways to get in touch with us. Somebody is reaching out to us, which is always nice. And I do want to remind you that we have the one thing I forgot to mention, and I probably should mention this, is that Thanksgiving is going to be a replay for those, but it's a really good replay. So if you're really bored, you can listen to it. And then Friday, the following Friday, is going to be, we're going to be preempted by a basketball game. So am I right? That's a basketball game. So next Thursday and next Friday, Thursday will be a replay. Friday will be a bumping for the game.
Yes, right? It'll be the SMU women's basketball game.
Okay, SMU women's basketball game. Okay, so we'll see how that goes, but I won't be here. Unfortunately, actually, Jacob, you will be here on Friday, won't you?
Yes, I will.
Okay, wait, let me just say this because I love you. Let me just say this. No, I'm kidding. All right, so anyway, somebody's ready to answer the trivia question, so let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to? Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. You're talking to Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm really doing great, even though I want to rent you Bert for a day. that's my goal in life, to find somebody to take him for a day. It's the only dog in the world. It's like it's 1 o'clock. He thinks, hey, that's a good time to take their blankets off. Anyhow, just can't figure it out. All right, here we go. Who received a sign from God on his forehead in order not to be?
I'm thinking it was Cain.
That is correct, Amundo!
Yay!
That's right. In order so that he wouldn't get in trouble, he was like, what's going to happen? People are going to try and kill me. It's like, okay, well, here, I'll put this on. And it probably says something like, do not kill. Or something like that.
Probably so, right?
Excellent job, Deborah. Love having you call in. Just a delight.
All right. And y'all have a good Wednesday afternoon.
All right. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. Superb job. Superb, superb, superb. Okay, so I've got the next thing we're going to teach. But before I do that, I got a couple jokes. Okay, yeah, that's right. I got jokes. That's right, people. You might as well get used to it. This is the show. Here we go. Ready? All right. So it's just two. One's short, one's long. Do you want me to give you the longer one first? How do you feel, Jacob? What are you feeling? You're getting starting to feel pretty good about things. What are you feeling? Shorter or longer first?
Let's get the longer joke first.
Okay, longer joke first. Here we go. A man was visiting his alma mater. He paused to admire the newly constructed Shakespeare Hall. It's marvelous to see a building named for William Shakespeare, he commented to the tour guide. Actually, the guide said, it's named for Stephen Shakespeare. No relationship. Oh, was Stephen Shakespeare a writer also? The visitor asked. Well, yes, he was the one who wrote the check. Hey, 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 hey. But this one, I like this one. It's short, but it is to the point. Jennifer to Laura. Are you in the top half of the class, Laura? Laura, no. I'm one of the students who make the top half possible. See this. Okay. All right. Just move on now. All right. Just enjoy it. Here we go. Exodus 3. I'm still in Exodus, by the way. It's doing a little few things in Exodus. We just did this thing with Mo, and now we're doing this next thing with Mo. It's Exodus 3:12. And so I just want to make sure everybody gets this, and this is not overly complex. God responded to Moses. He answered, I will certainly be with you, and this will be a sign to you that I've sent you. When you bring the people out of Egypt, you will all worship God at his mountain. So again, just going back to it, when people are brought out of bondage, I just want to point this out, it should be an understanding that we're moved from out of bondage but into praise and worship. Because he says, I will certainly be with you, and this will be a sign to you that I've sent you. When you bring the people out of Egypt, which is bondage, you will worship the Lord God at this mountain. So out of bondage, into praise and worship. So if the Lord has ever granted you grace in an area, a big area or a little area, that doesn't matter. You should make sure that if he's brought you out and set you free, you are one that acknowledges that through praise and worship. This is the big part of the text, though, Exodus 3:13-14. When Moses asked God, if I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your father has sent me to you, and they ask me, what's his name? What should I tell them? God replied to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. So let's just get this real quickly, simply. There are at least 17 different names that God uses to identify himself in the Old and New Testament. At least. Okay, it could be an argument made for another one or two. That's not that big a deal. There's only one name that works with all 17 names. Isn't that fascinating? What do you mean, one name that works with all 17 names? Okay? And this is for people like, you know, Jehovah's Witness people and acquaintances and so on and so forth. Like, what's his name? You just read the Bible. He calls himself the I Am. Now, why is that important? How does that identify somebody? I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. So what's the deal? Here's the deal. When you need the Lord God to help you in something, he is. Just stop. What do you mean, he is? It says I am. Yeah, he is whoever he needs to be in order to bring about your resolution and solution and your deliverance. That is who he is. So when God says, I am, it's like, I need healing. Well, I am Jehovah Rapha. I am whoever I need to be in order for you to get the deliverance and the grace and the mercy and the kindness that you need to receive. And by the way, just in case you missed this in the New Testament, Jesus called himself I am, but you might have missed that. We won't get into that right this second, but here's what I do want you to catch. Whatever you truly need God to be, he is. Do you need a God of healing? He is. A God of comfort? He is. A God of love? He is. A God of mercy? He is. A God of grace? He is. Do you need to just have peace? He is the God of peace. He is the I am who I am, and he is everything we need him to be. You tell them, I am has sent me to you. I am everything you need. Wow. Only one name fits all names. It's I am. Wow. How cool. Okay, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. All
the mankind. The David Spoon Experience.
There was a pastor, now I use that word with some reservation, having been involved in ministry and having the privilege of planting seven churches throughout the United States and having three separate ordinations, I have a tremendous amount of respect for people who commit their lives into ministry. But whenever there's somebody on television or anywhere else that is a nut job, then I just call it like I see it. Okay, that's what I call it. Call it like I see it. On the Sean Hannity Show, roughly about 2 weeks ago, a reverend, so-called Reverend Oliver White, was on the show, and Reverend Wright said this, and I'm going to repeat it because some of these things are just unbelievable. He said that Jesus was wrong about marriage. At least he didn't have the audacity to say he never said anything about marriage. He said Jesus was wrong about marriage and that marriage should be more than between a man and a woman. And then he proceeded to say this statement, ladies and gentlemen. He said this. Now, this isn't even the thing that's irritating. Then he proceeded to say this. If Jesus were alive today, he said, he would say, I didn't know it all. This is a man who's supposed to be representing Jesus Christ as a minister. This guy's no minister. And if you want to say, well, that's judging, I'll take that judgment all day long. All day long, I'll take that judgment, no matter what anybody says. Here's a guy that says two things. One, Jesus was wrong about marriage. Two, if Jesus were alive today, any person who proclaims or professes to be a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ and questions whether Jesus Christ is alive today or not is not a minister, but a false teacher. I don't care. I don't care if you like it. I don't care if you think that's mean. That's irrelevant. Facts are facts. And here's the thing that just overwhelms me. This overwhelms me, ladies and gentlemen. Any person who is in public office, now this goes with this, all three of these things go together. Any person who is in public office who changes their convictions about same-sex marriage because another family member has made a decision to go into the lifestyle of being gay or lesbian, any person who changes their convictions, their biblical Christian convictions, based on another family member changing their status into a gay or lesbian lifestyle, and then that person then changes their Bible convictions to accommodate their family member, is not fit to be a Christian. That's right. I said it. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770. The truth station here in Texas. Wait till you hear the teaching that is following and how connected to the fill that is. Just like you're going to go, wow. Did you plan that? Nope. That's my answer. Did you plan that? Nope. Nope. I did not. Just one of those things that happens. So anyway, we've got a trivia question that we're going to be getting to, and we've got history, and we got a couple more teachings. Different things going on, very exciting, and just keep praying for us, and we're going to keep praying for you. And it's really important for everybody to understand that this is about strengthening one another until the Lord returns. And we all, I don't know one person who's a Christian who doesn't just like, oh, I wish the Lord would come back like today, like right now. But if he tarries, we need to have a position of steadfastness in the faithfulness, in the goodness of God, and in an ability to lift one another up while other people are trying to bring us down. We do have somebody that is on the phone, so we will hold all things and see, assume it's a question or something along those lines. Okay, let's maybe I can answer it. Always depends. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Yeah, this is Rodney.
Hi, Rodney. How are you?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me, brother? Uh-oh. We got a little bit of a phone connect. Can you hear?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes.
Okay.
I was just, when I heard you just say, speak about the I am, that was good. And I know you didn't elaborate on when Jesus said it, but I believe it's when he said, I am he.
Yes.
And they fell backwards.
Yes. Yes. Good pickup, brother. Good pickup. And I wasn't going down that road because I was kind of just leaving it there because it's kind of like another teach I can do it another time. But it's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a brilliant and it's a great pickup. Great, great observation, my brother.
Yeah. I used to look at it and I said, man, that's powerful. It's so powerful. They fell backwards.
Yeah. That- That's so good. That's good, brother. How are you doing? How is life?
I'm doing great. I don't get to call you as much because I do security work, and I hear you, and sometimes I want to call in, but I can't do it. But I got a tip. I got to break away when you said that.
Yeah, awesome. And you're welcome to call in. But if you can't, I get it. And if you ever want to send me an email, just kind of connecting and touching base, don't hesitate. I answer every single email myself.
I'll do that for sure. But I am listening to you. I don't always call in, but I'm listening.
I appreciate that, brother. Thank you for that.
All right, be blessed, brother.
All right, God bless. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Love it. See, we love that. You guys just call and say, hey, I mean, that's just cool, right? Okay. All right. What do we got? Trivia question. Oh, this is not necessarily the easiest trivia question. It's not hard, okay? Except if you haven't read this book very often, it might be hard. Let's just see. Here's your trivia question. Then I'm going to send it up to the website, and then we'll get into the teach. There's really some interesting stuff. All right. When the seventh seal was opened in the book of Revelation, what happened? Was there lightning? Was there war? Or was there silence? When the seventh seal was opened in the book of Revelation, your reference point, Revelation 8:1. When the seventh seal was opened, what happened? Lightning, war, or silence? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. Send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Going to send you up to the website because if you're able to give, we need you to. How's that? That's pretty important. I could just say, I love this one. Ready? Ready from Oliver. Ready?
More, sir. I'd like some more.
I'll say, awesome. If you can give, great. If not, that's okay. Do me a favor. Enjoy everything and anything you can on the website, as long as it's a blessing for you. If you don't like it, don't read it a second time. Check everything out on the website, including the donate button. Don't forget Luke 6:38. Give and it will be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap for the measure you use. It will be measured back to you. Check it out on the website, hemusincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemusincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemusincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemusincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemusincrease.org.
hemusincrease.org.
There you go. Okay. See, it's all the sounds go all over the place. Don't they? They're just like everywhere. You can't really pin them down, right?
One of these times when that plays, I'm going to break out and sing some Phil Collins.
Okay, I want to hear it. Okay, here we go. The seventh seal. Okay, not seal as in or. Okay, seal. The seventh seal was open. What happened in heaven? Was it lightning, war, or silence? If you think you know, you have a short time to reach out. 972-445-0770, 214-210-8483, or send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Listen to this. On the heels of that last fill, this is so good. It's good for me to hear, okay? 1 Samuel 15:22-24. This is Saul, King Saul. Ready? Listen to what he says. But I did obey the Lord, Saul answered. I went on the mission the Lord gave me. I brought back Agag, king of Amalek, and completely destroyed the Amalekites. The troops took sheep and cattle from the plunder, the best of what was separate, set apart for destruction, to sacrifice to the Lord your God at Gilgal. Then Samuel said, does the Lord take pleasure in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as obeying the Lord? Look, to obey, this is the scripture, to obey is better than sacrifice. Wait, did you hear that? To obey is better than sacrifice. To pay attention is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and defiance is like wickedness and adultery. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king. Saul answered Samuel, I have sinned. I have transgressed the Lord's command and your words. Because I was afraid of the people, I obeyed them. Oh, just do the rest of the show on this. But all right, let's just pick it up piece by piece. Here is Saul's position. I did obey. Okay, he didn't do what God said. But see, that's, you see how people are? I did. Yes, I did. I did. I brought back Agag, king of Amalek. Okay, well, he's supposed to kill him. So he didn't obey right off the bat. He's already acknowledging he didn't do what he's supposed to do. I completely destroyed the Amalekites, and the troops took sheep and cattle from the plunder. They're supposed to destroy everything. So Samuel goes, does the Lord take pleasure in burnt offerings as much as you just doing what he said? This is the thing that people get caught up in. There is the moral law, there is a civil law, and then there is a ceremonial law. You know what God would really like out of all this stuff? Just do what he says. And listen to this. I want you to catch this. To obey is better than sacrifice. But we always stop there because Keith Green did a great song. To obey is better than sacrifice. I want more than Sundays and Wednesday nights. Okay, so anyway, that's great. Great song. Everything's great. But the next line's equally as cool. To pay attention is better than the fat of rams. Hey, just pay attention. Be present. The Lord's telling you to do something. Do that. I want you to spend some time with me. Okay, do that. Hey, pray for that person. Do that. And then he says, rebellion is like the sin of divination. It's like witchcraft. It's like, what do you mean it's like witchcraft? Because you're aligning yourself not with God's power. And defiance is like wickedness and idolatry. What? And you have rejected the word of the Lord. Oh, don't reject the word of the Lord. So what does Saul say? I have sinned. I have transgressed the Lord's commands and your words because I was afraid of the people. I obeyed them. Let me explain something to you. Half obedience leads to self-justification. That's why he said, I did obey the Lord. He kind of did. And so that's that position. Well, I obeyed. I mean, this would be perfect for politicians and people in academia and the media. Well, I did it, kind of. It's like, that's half obedience. That's self-justification. Obedience is better than ceremony. There is nothing you can do ceremonially that is as important to God ever than you just doing what God says to do. Just do it. People are like, well, you got to do this. You got to pay this. Or you got to burn this. Or you got to do this. You got to do this. Stop it. Do what God said. And then he says in verse 24, Saul says, I sinned because I feared the people. Yeah, guess what? People don't have a heaven to put you in. And you know what the scripture says? This is a classic. Woe unto you if all men think well of you. Yeah, you don't hear that taught very often. Woe unto you if all men think well of you. Because the scripture says, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Ooh. What's the multitude doing now in society with all the woke joke stuff? Evil. Don't follow a multitude to do evil. Okay? All right. Take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Do we have that? Did we answer the trivia question? I did or didn't? Did we did? Yeah, we did. Didn't we? Yeah. I don't remember. What are we looking at? Okay. We're exiting. Then we're coming back.
I'm pretty sure we did.
Okay. Bye.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull-oney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can, right here on KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. And that's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where the audience has let me know that I am entering the realm of, wait. I'll tell you what Roger again said. Old timers. He said you're entering the realm of old timers. I did not give the trivia answer. What happened is we did get that call earlier, and then I just thought and connected it. So that's my half justification thing. So let me give the trivia answer. That's right, people. That's right. Don't you love radio? It's just live and like, whatever.
See, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, oh, wait, we did get a call.
Yeah.
But then I remembered, it wasn't for the trivia.
It wasn't for trivia. Right. All right. So, well, when the seventh seal was opened, what happened in heaven? Was it lightning, war, or silence? And the answer is silence for 30 minutes. So let me just tell you something right now. So for all those people, theological or not, and mostly not, who say, well, the one thing about heaven is there is no time. Okay, well, then don't read Revelation chapter 8, verse 1, where it says there was silence in heaven for 30 minutes, because obviously that's timed. Anyhow, just kind of blowing that out of the door. Here's your last trivia question. So the first one was, who was called the man after God's own heart? Here's the next one. Who was called a friend of God in the Old Testament? Who was called a friend of God? Was that Moses, Job, or Abraham? Hey, you do the best you can. If you think you know who was called a friend of God in the Old Testament, 972-445-0770. You also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Somebody is responding to that, which is probably easier question than the last one. you guys. I love you guys. I really do. I pray for every one of you every day. It's like I can't name every one of you by name every day, but I name a lot of you, and I just really just want
nothing but the Lord to bless you and for you to draw closer, stronger, greater, deeper in the Lord. That's all I really want. Yeah, that's what I want for me too. So I'm just letting you know. All right, so somebody is, they're talking with Jacob, so I'm going to assume they're ready to answer the trivia question, but I got to see. If not, we're going to go into the teaching. But again, here's your trivia question. Who was called a friend of God? Your reference point is really going to be James 2:23. Who was called a friend of God in the Old Testament? Was it Moses, Job, or Abraham? Okay, all right, that's that. In the meantime, let's do a quick history as quickly as we can.
Let's go live in the past. Let's go live in the past.
All right, today is Clean Your Refrigerator Day. Okay, I don't know. You just got to wonder where some of these things come from. It's like, okay, was that coming from somebody who owns refrigerators? So that, I mean, I just don't get it. Like, somebody just says, hey, this is a good day for everybody to clean the refrigerator.
Yeah, I've said this before. Like, who decides these days? Like, there's a bunch of people in this room.
I can't. You know, it's not me.
Gathered around.
Yeah. It's you know what it is, though? They all get there, and then by the end of the night, they're throwing darts at things. That's just my theory.
Yeah, they're saying, throw out any ideas. Come on, make it quick. And they're like, clean your refrigerator. That's a good one. Write it down.
That's how they actually came up with street names, is that they were all winding the day down, and they were running out of ideas. That's why you have that one street called ZZXYZZ. It's like, what, you just it's
a real street name?
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, you guys were just that far out, huh? Just couldn't even come up with anything. Amazing. Today is also Little Red Wagon Day. I think that's kind of cute. National Raisin Bran Cereal Day. Do you like Raisin Bran? I think it's all right, right?
Yeah, it's all right. I don't dislike it, but it's not one of my favorites.
Needs a lot of sugar. Okay, anyway.
It's not, I don't like it more than Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, all right, exactly. All right, 1977, Close Encounters of the Third Kind opened in theaters on this day. 1969, Dave Thomas opened his first Wendy's restaurant. There you go. Okay. All right, last on the trip, and then I'll do this teaching. This teaching is actually pretty good, okay, I think. I hope. Your last trivia question is, okay, we already talked about who was a man after God's own heart. This question is, who was called a friend of God? A friend of God. Was it Abraham? Was it Moses? Or was it Job? Who was called a friend of God? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. 214-210-8483. Text David at humusincrease.org. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 through 19. Listen to this. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. How does Jesus live in your hearts? Through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. Get that? And to know this love that surpasses knowledge. Wait a minute. What? That you may be filled with the measure of all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ. Right? How wide? East to west. How long? Forever. How high connects heaven and earth? How deep to your very core? And what Paul prays is that we would know this love that surpasses knowledge. Now, you sit there and you think, doesn't that sound like an oxymoron? You're supposed to know a love that surpasses knowledge? Ah. But the word know and the word knowledge are not the same. Ahaha. To know is to epigenosis. It's to know by contact, by relationship. To knowledge, that's acquiring of facts. What God wants from us is to know past facts. You're thinking, that's not possible. Yes, it is. That's what faith is all about. We don't know God's love through science, because it's not by intellect. We know it by contact, by relationship. Yes, you understand some of the parameters of God's love through the scripture, but you only know God's love through relationship. Oh, see? You see that? And what Paul wants and what he's saying under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is like his prayer is that we can know this love that surpasses knowledge so that we can be filled with the fullness of God. Now, there's some people that know of God. We're not talking about that. We're talking about people that know God, and we come to know God through faith, and that faith puts us in a contact. And that contact puts us in relationship, and that relationship, I told this to my son the other day, that relationship, let me explain something to you, that's the only thing you're taking with you. You're not taking money, you're not taking clothes, you're not taking good looks, you're not taking your brain power, you're taking your relationship with God into eternity. And if you have none, you're taking that into your eternity, which is not necessarily a good one. And the prayer for us is that we would know the love of God that surpasses knowledge. This is not intellect. This is connection. You know what this is? This is when you are feeling overwhelmed and the presence of the Lord comes upon you and says, I'm right here. It's that. That's what he's talking about. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, nor the present nor the future, which means anything in time, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And what Paul is praying for is for you and I to get it. Not to know it, but to live in it. It's just so powerful. And so he says, I pray out of his glorious riches that he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in the inner being so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that being rooted and established in love, you may have the power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide, long, high, and deep is the love of Christ and to know this love that surpasses knowledge. Hallelujah. By the way, who was called a friend of God in the Old Testament? The answer is Abraham was called the friend of God. There you go. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 22.5-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.